This will convene the June 7th meeting of the KPFT Finance Committee. The agenda is posted on KPFTX. I will boil it down. I understand there may be some additions, but boil it down is to discuss the proposed budget that was discussed ad nauseum a month ago. And hopefully, well, and have a vote and see if we can get it to the LSB so they can do their business. Richard, would you do the very great favor of acting as secretary and taking the role?
Well, kind of have my hands full right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, I'm recording it. So if you want to be the... I'll call the roll. We have with us today, I see, Ted Weisgel, you're here, right?
I am.
Susan Young, you're here, right?
Yes.
Richard.
Yeah.
Sandy Weinman and
I'm here.
Nancy Sidebara Naritomi has just joined us as well.
Nancy is here.
Yes, we see you are. Okay, guys, as we were discussing before we, went live, a little bit of housekeeping. A month ago, Susan Young, sent me messages, to the effect that she was going to be detained and would be unable to attend, last month's meeting and asked for an excused absence. It was my omission that I failed to address that.
I'll make a motion. If you will, let me, Mac.
Yeah, please.
I move that we retroactively approve her excused absence from the last meeting. And that she is therefore a voting member of this committee.
Is there any objection? Hearing none? It's passed. Okay. I'm going to go directly to, so we can get this done. Where's my share screen? Here we go.
Point of order.
Who's that?
This is Joseph Davis.
Hi, Joseph Davis.
I assume you're still or at least ending roll call?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you I'm sorry. I don't know you. I apologize. Did I leave you out?
Yes, sir. You did.
I'm so sorry.
Yes, I'm attending my first meeting since appointed to the board, which means I'm automatically a voting member.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sandy, I know you dropped out for a minute and came back in. I just let you in the waiting room, from the waiting room. So
I'm okay. I was switching devices. Sorry. My laptop is a little slow to get these meetings going.
Yeah. So I have on the screen the fiscal year 2024, budget proposal, that, you and,
Hello?
Markeisha.
Hello, it's not merging. I don't know why.
Thank
yes,
you.
I can hear.
So,
Chair?
Excuse me, yes?
Yes, Adriana has merged on my phone, and I don't know if you can hear her. She's trying to make herself known.
I can't, but I'll take your word for it.
No. I think you need her voice.
Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, I can now.
Okay. Thank you. I want you to mark me present. Thank you.
You bet. Sandy, if you would please maybe give us a brief recap of the proposal. And I know you talked about it quite a bit last month, but maybe hit the high points. See if anybody sure. has any.
Okay. No worries. Thank you. Everybody hear me okay?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you. Well, first off, this was done collaboratively with Markeisha through a few iterations before it was presented to the Finance Committee last month. This budget, if you studied last year's budget, will have a ring of familiarity. Remember, in our world, we're not going to predict more revenue or spend more money than we took in last year by a factor of a 10% increase. So that's the maximum that we might predict and spend going from fiscal year to fiscal year. So after many years of decay, last year's budget was the smallest, given that we are down to one full-time employee and one part-time contractor. So the budget that's been presented here is, again, very similar to the budget that was last year, with the exception that listener support, support in general, is predicted to be a little bit more than last year. And the difference in revenue apart from last year, we have, and we're talking about the budget that was passed considering that we would have our studio building, et cetera, to be very clear. We had it last year in May. We have it again this time, this go round, this fiscal year. And we'll have to support that building. That's all figured in very conservatively, as Markeisha put down. And those conservative predictions are true to form, and we're staying within budget. So the increased revenue is going to support $15 an hour FTEs, full-time employment equivalents. However, one person won't get a full-time job. Rather, these are all part-time jobs. And that line is under contractors. So that's the difference in the budget. Apart from that, it's very much like last year, including real estate taxes and all other employee expenses, which in this case is Howard. And that's about it. We're optimistic at this point. And I think this is a very realistic budget and one that we can live within and flourish with. So this does not anticipate the hire of a full-time GM. Everybody gets the same, $15 an hour. And again, there are no full-time positions. There are 10-hour positions. And we need board ops, morning and evening, very important. If nothing else, for security in the building, in the area. We need assistance for Howard and his overwhelming duties trying to keep the station on the air. And we're trying to work toward a more stable and sustainable KPFT that we can pass forward. At this point, I will tell you that a volunteer model such as we have now is a very, very difficult thing to sustain. And there's a reason that in the past we had employees and full-time employees, and we have met our other functional Pacifica stations. So I would hope to build back toward a staff ultimately of 7 total. That would be 5 full-time, maybe 4 full-time, and 3 part-time. But we're a long ways from there. So those are the highlights. I'll be happy to take anybody's questions.
Yeah, I believe there are some hands up, and I can't share and see who's got their hand raised at the same time.
Yeah, I see Ted and I see Joseph. Yeah.
So, Ted, if you have some questions about the budget proposal before us, I'll put it back up in case you want to direct attention to any particular line.
Yeah, I, as I understand what you just said, Sandy, there is only one person at KPFT on this budget that is receiving any income. I have made a case for many years that there ought to be increasing transparency. Apparently, we are being transparent in that Howard is the only person receiving revenue, and all we have to do is look at personnel costs, and it indicates I've just now taken this screen and I now can read it because I've increased it to 300%. I see $36,293. Am I missing something?
I'm sorry. What line are you looking at, Ted?
Mr. Chair and Sandy and Ted. This is an argument that we are having, which is, with the exception of the GM, if we're hiring somebody, there is no discussion of individual employment situations. Ted, we're having this dispute. So singling out an employee for what that person is making is improper. And you and I are going to have a conversation with the executive director about that and with general counsel.
Thank you for that, Susan.
I believe
Susan is correct. Do you have any questions about the budget proposal?
Under personnel costs, did you say, Sandy, that there is only one paid employee at KPFT? Am I clear that there is no revenue at all going to anyone other than one person?
No, you're not clear, Ted. I said we have one employee, and Robin is a contractor. And I also said that I'm adding contractors.
And all of those people come under the category personnel costs, or do they go in?
No. There's several lines that deal with personnel cost. I think you're focused on only one of them. Under administrative expenses, you'll find consultants and such. It's line 6200 of the budget. See if I can increase my view. So there were only two paid employees anticipated in last year's budget. One a contractor and one Howard. That was it. Markeisha was considered at that time too, but she was going to be cut back hour-wise. But when Netta left us, she got herself a bit of a promotion and is now the national business director. And she's doing a real good job of that. So we don't pay her directly anymore. We now pay her through central services.
Could I interrupt just a second, please?
Yeah, Richard, go ahead.
Sandy, would you please not mention any names?
Sure. Sorry.
So my question again is personnel costs.
Mm-hmm.
My document does not show me the line it is on, but to the right of personnel costs, I see the number $2,153, and that number repeats for two more columns. All right. I'm asking is how many individuals fall under that particular line?
One.
Thank you.
I think who else had their hand up? Davis, Joseph?
Yes, thank you. Hello, Sandy. I was just going to ask, I noticed that it looked like at the end, I'm asking the simplest questions. You say at the end you have a 1700 surplus, a little bit extra. How does this compare to how we came out last cycle?
We showed a loss last cycle largely because of unpaid central services. In fact, that was the difference. Until I started July 1st, central services were not paid. And in fact, last year they were not paid, and that caused a deficit. It's a paper deficit.
Okay, but could you just give me the figure?
I don't have it in front of me, Joseph. I want to say we were in the red about $50,000.
Okay. It's okay.
I do have that. I think I can find that for you. But go ahead and keep talking while I look, okay?
No, I've generally looked through this, and I was just kind of curious. It looks reasonably sound. Let you go ahead. And if that you're in the ballpark, I'm good with that. I'm just kind of curious to see if we're at least trying to get all the elements aligned properly. It sounds like you are. So thank you.
Well, Markeisha really is the keeper of the memory for us. And she's checked this over. Last year, it said we lost, and that was 1 month. Hang on, I'm still looking, but I will get it for you, I promise. I think this is a very reasonable budget, Joseph, on balance, and it's even a bit of a risk. I've got to say that, you know, looking at where we are in terms of our stability, you know, fund drive to fund drive, we're as good as our next fund drive, right? So, actually last year at the end of the year, we had a surplus of $15,120. So in 2023, I was incorrect. That's what this spreadsheet is showing that Markeisha blessed us with here.
Okay. Is that you're adding in that we're fulfilling our central services support is kind of what you're telling me.
Well, we are current for the fiscal year in the entire year of 2023, starting on October 1 with Central Services. And again, in June, that was paid.
All right. Thank
you. We're also starting to repay a loan against a transmitter that Dwayne Bradley bought a long time ago to KPFA.
Ed, you have
still an outstanding balance on that and they could use the money. So we're giving them a little bit this month.
Glad to hear it.
Ed, apparently you had another question.
I probably will.
Nancy with a question.
Okay. We will take, Nancy because she's not yet, spoken. Sorry, without your hand up, I couldn't tell. What's up, Nancy?
Yes. How much do we owe on that loan to the national office for the, 2014 Nautel that we bought?
I don't have the exact number, Nancy. It's around $25,000.
It was $200,000 loan.
Well, that might have been the loan.
I want to know how much we have not paid yet.
As I said, $25,000 or close to it. I don't have the exact number. My apologies for not having it. But again, Mark.
When is the last time we paid?
I can't tell you. All I know is that I'm not familiar with any payments going back as long as 2017 or before.
So we're not paying it monthly then? We were paying monthly at 2000.
No, not that I'm aware of. That doesn't mean it didn't
happen. Okay, thank you. That's what I want to know.
Sure.
Hey, Ted, what was your question?
My question is, I want to preface it by saying it seems to me that the personnel costs budgeted for this year of $42,782 seems to be incredibly reasonable and something we can tout to our listeners as a reason for our fiscal conservatism, and I am wondering if management is using that as a talking point towards getting people to contribute to KPFT.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a finance committee question exactly.
Well, I'm asking.
Go ahead. I'd like to just take some indulgence here, Ted. Did you listen to the fund drive?
Parts of it.
Well, we talked about that constantly, that, you know, we don't have personnel costs. What we're asking for is money to operate the transmitter, pay the taxes, and keep the lights on, not pay people. I think we stressed that point on many occasions. In fact, that's the truth.
As a regular listener, I can attest to that.
I bet you can.
So are there any other questions about the budget proposal?
I'm sorry, what did you say, the last word?
Proposal.
I would like to move approval of the budget proposal for it to be recommended to the local station board. No second is needed. Nancy, you get to discuss it.
I have a request for information.
I have a question.
Please, go ahead, Ted.
I am wondering if we have a quorum. I know who is here. I don't know, because of the way the roll was taken, who is not here. For Susan's motion to be in order, we have to have a quorum. I don't know who's missing.
Well, and I can tell you that we have everyone here who was here last month, with the inclusion of Susan Young. There are no missing bodies from last month, so I'd say we have a quorum. So, is there any objection? Oh, we have a question, 832, ending in 1438.
I think that's Nancy.
Oh, she's got two presences.
Oh, sorry.
Here. Adriana is one of them.
Oh, okay.
Did you call my name?
Whoever has their hand up, it's a phone number, ends in 1438.
Oh, that's me.
Great.
Oh, gosh, I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, the central services fees are still being paid, right?
We're current this fiscal year on central services. Along with the transmitter, there's quite a bar tab for not paid central services for many years. That number is over six figures, like $125,000, I was told. This is after
$125,000 still balance?
Yeah, that's about a year, Nancy. It's $11,500 a month. And then there's an additional portion that goes to the archives. It's our biggest bill by far.
So we owe $125,000 on central.
I don't know. Again, Markeisha can give us the exact number. And my instructions to Markeisha were not to pay any of the back central services or anything else that was owed retro to fiscal 2023 last year, but to pay all current bills faithfully every month. And we've been sticking with that. And again, here in June, that will happen. And if I don't miss my guess, for July and August are pretty safe, too, at this point.
Okay. And the central service fee includes the Pacifica Radio Archives?
There are two fees. One is for archives, and one is for support of the central services, which is Stephanie Wells, Arthur Schwartz, and a whole litany of Mo Thomas and John Amella, and et cetera, Otis. So that's primarily the functions that's serving. Legal troubles, all that.
How much are FCC. We owing in the archives?
Pardon me?
What? I'm sorry.
What was your last question concerning the archives?
What is the balance that KPFD owes on the archives?
All I know is that the lump sum between the two is $125,000. It's probably about a 90-10 split.
Yeah.
We probably owe about $15,000-$20,000 to archives and the balance to what we term central services, which was NEDA.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Susan Ken, too, is member. She's no longer a member, but has been a member of the PNB Finance Committee. And it's all just central services, and then the PNB apportions it. It's, I don't know how it's apportioned. I'll get to you in a minute, Ted. We talk about it a lot at the PNB Finance Committee. Ted, what was your question?
I'll get Mr. Fair, can I follow up on, after Ted?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. If you have a follow-up,
No. I let Ted had his hand up before I did.
Okay, Ted, please.
No, but I've spoken more than Susan, so let her go first.
Okay, so I served on the National Finance Committee last year, and this may be the only station current with its central services. WPFW has had very serious difficulties. KPFA has declining fund drives. KPFK is basically in collapse, and WBAI is millions of dollars. Millions of dollars in central services payments in arrears, and is not making central services payments now except occasionally. So KPFT is at the moment the most stable and responsible station in the system. And I think we are all to be recognized for that, and particularly volunteer staff.
Amen.
Sean?
Yes, I see you do have your hand up, Nancy.
Yes. I think a few months ago, we were told the PNB mentioned, or maybe it was the National Finance, that only KPFT and the affiliates were paying their central service fees. But recently, KPFA said that they are paying central service fees, and I forgot where I saw that, read it, or heard it. I think I read it.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know. And do you have any questions about the budget? Do you have any questions about the one thing we're here about?
Okay. The budget, thank you for presenting. I wish you could have sent us a copy earlier before the meeting.
If you were here last month, you had it. So
I was not here last month.
Well, then
I did not get a reminder or an email about that meeting.
I'll tell you the same.
I found out too late.
Nancy, I hear this from you every meeting, not just Finance Committee, but every LSB meeting. You didn't get a notice. You have notice of everything that's on the KPFTX website. Every meeting is calendared, and all the information to log on to this meeting. That is your job. If you don't do your job, I can't help you. There is a motion on the
reminder.
There is, and I'm not in charge of what KPFTX sends. I get plenty of reminders. I get more reminders than I can keep track of, frankly. So anyway, there is a
I just wanted to say last month I did not get a reminder.
There is a motion.
And I depend on those reminders.
I can't help you. There's a motion on the floor.
I don't think I'm not ready.
I'm sorry, Ted.
Is it my turn to talk now?
Sure.
There are mailings, I have one in my hand, that are sent out to people who have made contributions to KPFT in the past. I am wondering where in the budget that mailing occurs, where it appears, how much is spent on mailings, and how much is received in return. I hope that's.
I think you asked all those questions last year, Ted.
Yep.
Yeah, direct mailing expense is one line. It's budgeted at around $650 a month per Robin's input. We have direct mail postage, which is another line. It's different than expense, which I assume is printing in envelopes and stuff. It is $328 or so a month. And then we have things like MailChimp, which go into this budget, et cetera, and generate these letters and mail lists. That's a subscription service. That's $1,200 a month. We have the renewal letters that go out budgeted at 625. So that's kind of the direct mail expense printing 650. Here we go. It's all broken down. Postage 330. Again, the subscription, same thing. So it occurs, Ted. Let's see if I can.
Well, you're
Nancy with a question.
I would like to say that I think I did ask this question last year, but I think the answer I got was we don't know how much money we get back as a result of these expenditures. I'm hoping you have
that answer just now. The way things are accounted for, I guess, because it all goes into the Great Allegiance or a alternative, which is a fraction of our income. So it all kind of gets lumped in together, and that's probably why I think is the explanation that at the time Markeisha gave. So sorry, but Robin Lewis has told me time and time again that we get about 2.5 to 1 of what we spend. So we're not losing money on it, but your concern is appreciated. We're not going to do anything with this program. We're going to continue on with it, maybe even expand it.
And I have a question of our chair. I was told that a question I have related to the contents is not of these solicitation letters is not appropriate for this committee. So I would like to know, where is it appropriate to raise that question?
I expect that would be the LSB. All we're trying to do is get a budget.
Maybe development, Ted.
Development. There you go. Nancy, you had another question? Is it about the budget?
Yes. What Sandy said, I wanted to clarify that Sandy said that Robin told that it's $1,200 a month for MailChimp.
I don't know if that's right. It's a subscription. We use a couple different packages. I'm not even sure. I may have just misstated something. So it's something I'll have to check with Robin when we break it down to that extent.
Because I asked this question last year, and she said $250 a month, if my memory is correct. You know, I have a problem with the budget, because it's not itemized, and when there's a lump sum like administrative costs, I really think we are being too not detailed enough.
Sandy,
I mean, I've never liked this budget. I'd like to see an itemization.
Nancy, as has been explained, the only way to know if there's inside stealing
going on is being able to see the itemization and the P&Ls.
All right. As has been explained ad nauseum, this is a form prescribed to us by the PNB. We don't get to move it around and change it and futz with it. We are directed that this is the form that the budget shall appear in. And so you're just wasting our time.
Actually, Nancy, we have no flexibility over the form of the budget, none whatsoever. Every business unit in Pacifica, there are 7 of them, the 5 stations, the archives, and I guess central services, they all run off this form. And that way, when we do our audit at the end of the year or roll up our financials, it's manageable. If everybody had a different form, we'd have to translate each one, and it would be an impossible task.
I understand that. But for us in this finance committee, our responsibility to the membership, we should have itemization of the P&Ls. Otherwise, how can we say this is true?
A budget isn't a P&L.
But to justify believing the figures, you need evidence.
All right.
And when you have that,
Nancy,
Nancy, I'm going to rule you out of order.
Shut up when I'm talking.
I'm going to rule you out of order. That is not the subject of
discussion. Safety precaution against inside stealing.
All right, that's it. If you keep that up, just don't. Yes, Ted, you have another question.
Do we have in the budget any money allocated for an audit? Do we have the ability for individuals or volunteers who are expert in auditing? Would management be open to address Nancy's question? Would management be open to allowing experts in the field of auditing to examine the way the funds are being brought in and expended?
And I'm going to rule that out of order.
Let me interject. Number one, Ted, KPFT doesn't exist. Pacifica exists. We're part of Pacifica. Everything that we do is audited. The audit's paid for through monies that we contribute through central services. It's not an inexpensive process, and it's a thorough process, and the audits are certified by certified public accountants. Okay? And this is a very important document. Every time we file for a grant, no matter what the grant might be, they ask for our latest audits. And unfortunately, while we're now buoyant, cash buoyant, neutral, Pacifica is not. And these audits are in terms of getting things like grant funds are problematic. We recently applied for a Hershey grant. One of their two objections was the stability of Pacifica. They came right out and said it. And the audit comes right out and says it. So we are being audited. Ted, I don't see any need to send in auditors to just KPFT. We're forwarding all the information as it is. And when again, those documents are certified.
When was the last audit done?
This last fiscal year, 2022, we have an audit. And there'll be one for 2023, I hope.
I see Richard has a question.
Well, I have a statement. I think that the question here in the last couple of people has been disingenuous and dilatory, asked and answered and all that other crap. Those questions were asked last year, they were asked last month, they were asked, and they'll be asked however many months we're sitting here. I think that it's disingenuous and dilatory. I think that they're being asked just to waste our time. That's my opinion.
Okay, there is a pending motion on the floor.
I have my hand raised.
Of course you do, Nancy. Does it concern the budget? Because if it does not concern the budget, I will rule you out of order. Does it concern the budget on the floor?
Yes. The budget, the audit has not been paid, so we don't get an audit.
I'm
going to rule that out of order. That is not for us.
Okay.
That is, and even though it's not for us,
thank you.
Sandy's already addressed it anyway. So there's a motion on the floor. And is there any objection to passing this budget? I don't mean pass the budget, but pass it on to the LSB. So that the entirety of the LSB, and at the LSB, that may be a forum for you to address some of these off the wall craziness. But I haven't heard any objection.
I do.
Okay, then we'll take a vote. First of all, what's your objection? Can you stay?
I don't want to vote for something I cannot be sure is correct.
Then you'll have a chance to vote against it.
I'm not going to swallow these numbers without seeing some documentation.
Okay. Richard?
Which we have not been seeing for 14 years that I've been on the board.
As soon as Richard gets back, he may be stuffing his sock drawer or something.
I'm folding a t-shirt. what do you need? I have been keeping minutes.
Yeah, we need to take the vote because Ms. Sayedbara Naratomi has an objection to the motion to pass the budget onto the LSB. So we
order. Point of order.
What's your point of order?
Every member of this committee should be called, whether they are present or not, this vote. That's what I contend.
Mr. Chair, I believe that you clarified that the people on this call are the committee because these are the same people who were on the convening meeting. And yes. I had an excused absence, and Joseph Davis is new. So we have the people who are on the committee. Thank you. I hope that the secretary can take the role.
I can take the role. This is for approving the budget, send it to the LSB for their work. I'm going to call some names, and I don't have everybody's name probably, but we'll get it done. Susan?
Yes.
Yes. Jane? Or is Jane here? No. Was Jane here last time?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. Teresa?
Teresa was not here.
Okay. Ted?
No.
No. Nancy? Nancy?
She doesn't answer. Move on.
Marianne, was she? Who, what was that? Somebody vote?
No, Marianne. I can serve as secretary and call the roll because I can see everybody. Why don't I do that?
Okay.
Okay, great. So you asked Susan. I said yes. You asked Ted. He said no. Richard.
Yes.
Joseph Davis.
I'm going to abstain since I haven't had a chance to research. Thank you.
Great. Mac.
Yes.
Okay. Nancy.
Can you hear me?
Nancy.
We can't not
hear you. Can you hear me?
Please speak up. Yes. Do you vote yes or no?
I'm sorry. I said no. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. We can. Okay, you just said no. Okay, how about Adriana?
Oh, I think he's dropped.
Okay, great. So then, Mr. Chair, that's the vote.
It's not great.
It just is what
it
is.
Sorry.
So there are three in favor, there are two against, and there's one abstention. And I guess there are two abstentions. I believe Sandy typically abstains as well. So 3-2-2.
Well,
and
actually,
so then the motion passes to move the budget forward to the LSB. I make a motion to adjourn.
Is there any objection?
I asked for a time and methodology for our next meeting, so I object.
Okay. Well, the finance committee has one job. We've just done that job. I understand you have other concerns that may be addressed to development, may be addressed to, other committees, but we've just done our single appointed task. I don't anticipate, if everybody wants to, I mean, we can, but I don't anticipate, that we'd have another meeting until, budget year, fiscal year 25, when hopefully I'm no longer the chair of this circus.
There's an objection. Mr. Chair, do you want me to take the role?
I suggest that you suggest that we will meet again in September or at some point in time, but to not have any point in time put forward leaves us in a very bad state.
Well, respectfully, I disagree. If something occurs so that there's a reason to convene a meeting, sure. But you're just saying, well, let's meet because we want to, I don't know, do whatever. Point of order,
a motion to adjourn is not debatable and it's pending. There's been an objection. Do you want me to take the roll?
Oh, yes, please.
Okie doke.
May I speak before we leave?
Sure. You haven't said anything. Yeah, please go ahead.
Well, I had my hand up. The only other reason, I do think this is something important that does get overlooked is.
Oh, dude, I'm very sorry. I accidentally muted you. Hang on. Let's get you back. I'm so sorry. Are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
All right. One of the other responsibilities that I think that we need to be doing, and if you guys vote against it, that's your business, is also it's not just the budget, but also the actual quarterly reports on actuals and expenditures. So if there's any other thing that I would be concerned about, it would be there. Take that for what you will. I just want to interject that. Thank you.
Okay. Taking the vote on adjourning. Richard.
Yes.
Mac.
Yes, please.
Ted.
No.
Joseph.
Yes.
Nancy. Nancy, we can't hear you. Adriana. We can't hear you. Susan. Yes.
Hello?
So the count is...
Hello? Does anybody hear me?
No, we didn't hear you. What's your vote?
I had my hand up before we went in to vote. How come y'all just ignore my hand?
No, Nancy, you didn't.
It's not debatable, Nancy.
I did.
We're having a vote.
You raised your hand.
I take her vote as a no. I think we can take her vote as a no.
Okay. So, I believe Sandy is abstained.
Mr. McPherson,
so the vote is
report that to the PNB that you're voting for me.
Please do report it to the PNB. I'm sure they'll be glad to get it.
5 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. 5 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention.
McPherson's vote is my vote. No. I want to know.
We counted you as a no. Bye.
I didn't vote for you. I just said I inferred that your vote was a no because
you voted for
negative
me,
Nancy.
You?
Okay,
that's
guys.
That's what the recording
I'll see
is
y'all
going
later.
Say.
Sayonara.
Bye.
Sayonara.
The quarterly report.
Thank you.